Welcome to Kodampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kodampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
In the world that we live in today, we all find it difficult to slow down. Even when we take the time to slow down physically and we take some time to relax, it's not long before our mind gets busy and we feel distracted, and we need to in some way distract ourselves from that distraction. And often we distract ourselves from that distraction by turning to something that just simply increases our distraction, like our phone and so forth. But as I say in this book, New Eight Steps to Happiness, my teacher Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche gave just a beautiful, compassionate observation at the turn of the century of the challenges we faced then, and also the challenges we're all facing really now. It's still timeless, this piece, but it's really important that we can all reflect on it. So I'll read it again. Our lives nowadays are extremely busy and complicated, filled with an ever-increasing variety of distractions. Even when we have the time to relax, we tend to switch on the television or radio and are subjected to a multitude of ever-changing images and sounds. As I was saying earlier on, this is at the turn of the century, television and radio, and now it's much more distraction and much more tools of distraction that we have available to us when we take time to even relax. We are so used to being stimulated from the outside that we find it difficult to be quiet and enjoy the stillness of our own mind. Our attention span is decreasing all the time. 2000, 25 years later. And it's becoming more and more difficult to concentrate on internal developments such as cultivating pure views and pure intentions. So we'll explore that as we go through this tonight, but I think it's really important to just simply acknowledge that. Make no judgment of ourselves. It's just where we're at as a society at the moment. It doesn't mean that we have to abandon smartphones, abandon the TV, abandon our tablets and so forth. We don't have to abandon everything. We just have to develop a healthier relationship with everything. And that's really what we're looking at tonight, is how do we slow down, get to a place where we've got more peace, more joy in our life, and we're able to work in this world and live in this world without feeling completely exhausted by all this distraction and all this busyness. So it starts with the question, why are our lives so complicated and busy these days? Like, why is it that life feels complicated? We feel busy. Why is it? Well, from one point of view, it's because our basic wish hasn't changed since time without beginning. Basic wish is simply to be happy, free from suffering. So that's the wish you're holding at the moment. We're here tonight to hopefully walk out here feeling like we're experiencing less suffering and we feel happier. That's why we do everything. Buddha said our two basic wishes are to be happy and free from suffering. Not just simply moments of happiness, although we're happy to have those too. What we want really is simply to be happy. To wake up every day with a feeling of joy, feeling of happiness, contentment, fulfillment, and not to have to suffer. We've had that wish since time without beginning, that basic wish. But also, our basic approach hasn't really changed since time without beginning. We think that happiness and that freedom from suffering can in some way be found out there. To get that job that I've been longing for a long time, finally I'll be happy. To get that right level of income in the bank, finally I'll be happy. To get that new home in Dublin, or any home in Dublin, finally I'll be happy. To have that partner that I've been dreaming about forever, finally I'll be happy. So we put a lot of effort and energy into gathering all these conditions, and not that there's anything wrong with having a nice home, a good job, a nice partner, and so forth, but we're putting all of our energy into that. And then what we're finding is we're not experiencing an increase of peace of mind, an increase of happiness, or a reduction of suffering. What we're actually experiencing, if we check, is a reduction of our peace of mind, reduction of our happiness, and increase of our suffering. We're feeling more stressed, more anxious, more discouraged than we've ever felt, really, because this basic approach of trying to find happiness out there simply doesn't work. Yeah, we find moments when we get the new job, we're happy. And then a few weeks later, we're struggling with the new job and all of the new demands on our time, attention, and energy. We get the new partner, and for a period of time, we're delighted and we're happy. But then we start to see faults in them, and we struggle with them, and then we're unhappy. It's not that we should ever have unhappiness in a relationship with another person. If we just choose to love them unconditionally, accept them as they are, make no judgments of them, not caught up in fault finding, then we could be happy for the rest of our life. But the happiness, it's not coming from them, it's coming from our love for them, our unconditional love for them. So do you see what I'm trying to say? Our lives feel busy, our lives feel complicated because our basic wishes never change. We just want to be happy and free from suffering. Unfortunately, our basic approach has never changed either. We're still trying to find it out there. And as a result, we find these moments of happiness hits, things go well, we feel good. But then the happiness goes, things go bad, we feel down. We're constantly trying to chase some elusive happiness out there, but never really finding a deep peace and happiness in here. In fact, what we find is increasing stress and anxiety as a result of this constant pursuit of happiness outside of ourselves. But all we really long for is deep happiness, consistent happiness and freedom from suffering. We may have even come to the conclusion that it's just not possible to find that. That's understandable because our basic wish has never changed and our basic approach has never changed. Therefore, it feels unfindable. All we need to do is understand the quality of our life, my quality of life, doesn't simply depend upon what we do externally. It very much depends on where we live from internally. If we live from, for example, unconditional love, deeper level of acceptance when we meet challenges and adversity, if we live from a deeper feeling of empathy and compassion for others, if we live from a deeper wisdom in our heart, what we start to notice is we're starting to feel more at peace, more happy. And anyone who's found that deeper, more stable peace and happiness will tell you the same. It just comes from living from those qualities of the heart that naturally give rise to peace of mind and happiness. Love, kindness, compassion, empathy, acceptance, and the peace, happiness, and resilience that continually increases as we live from there. But as he was indicating there, that really comes from a focus on inner development. Not just external development, which is important too. It's important to have a good job. It's important to have a nice home. It's important to have money in the bank to do the things you want to do. But if you're exclusively focused on them, you'll notice it's hard to feel consistently at peace and happy because external activity and external accomplishment don't lead to deep peace and happiness. What leads to deep peace and happiness is inner development, inner accomplishment. Cultivating these qualities like love, kindness, compassion, empathy, wisdom, as those qualities grow within your heart, grow within your mind, you notice you're more naturally at peace, you're naturally happy. And that inner development of these qualities of the mind that lead to deeper peace and happiness, a deeper sense of meaning and purpose over time, that requires us to be able to sit quietly and access a degree of stillness. Like he was saying, we find it hard to be quiet and enjoy the stillness of our own mind. When we sit quietly, we don't experience the stillness of our own mind. What we normally experience when we sit quietly with no gadgets around us at all is the turbulence of our own mind. It's why we need so many distractions. It's why our life is getting so complicated and busy, because we want to keep just moving and never really turning in, because obviously we're not engaged in this inner development. If we were to begin that process of engaging in that, we'd feel more at peace, we'd feel more happy. So do you see what I mean? It's not like give up your life. It's just like I talk about all the time in these classes, restore a balance in your life. Not a work-life balance that most people think is what's going to give me peace and happiness. Because you may reduce your work hours and have more time for your personal life. But if your mind's not really in a great place, it doesn't mean make a difference how much extra time you have in your life, whether you're in your personal life or at work. What we really need is this balance between the external activities and accomplishments that we're all focused on, of course, but this inner growth and development that most people are not focused on nowadays. And that's why most people are struggling nowadays when things get tough. Because they don't have the mental balance, the emotional resilience to be able to deal with the challenges they face. It's not that they don't have the potential to live that way. It's just they're not doing the work to get to that place where they can live that way consistently. So we need to do that inner development too. And it's entirely possible because most people think, well, I don't even know where to start. Well, we're going to look at that tonight. Where do I even start? Well, you live your normal life, no changes externally, nothing different. We just start to begin to explore, putting a little window in our day where we do some formal meditation. It could be 15, 20 minute window. Gradually over time, you don't have to do it after tonight. But even if you're turning up here once a week, you've put it into your week. So that's great. 15 to 20 minutes of meditation into your day. Formal meditation, simple meditation. But as I was explaining in the class last night, that's not the meditator's way of life. Most people think that's it, sitting quietly meditating. The meditator's way of life is taking that experience from the meditation session when you're sitting in formal meditation and living from that experience, strengthening that experience as you go about your day in life. So if I meditate on love in the morning in my meditation session and I generate this peaceful mind and warm heart of love for my family, for my friends, gradually over time for all living beings, and I'm meditating on that in the morning. When I arise from that meditation session, what I want to do is carry that peace of mind and warm heart of love into my life and bring that love into the life of others. So when I'm interacting with my family and friends, try to maintain that, to hold that unconditionally. And then I notice that my life is becoming more at peace, more happy. My relationships are becoming more harmonious. Now I'm beginning to understand the meditator's way of life. There's the meditation session, the formal meditation session. And then there's what we could call daily life meditation. Just living from that experience in your heart as you go about your day in life. If we could all do that inner work, that inner development, we'd start to find the peace and happiness we're all longing for. Not immediately. But gradually over time, you notice the more peaceful your mind becomes, the naturally happier you feel. Because you understand through your own experience, the real source of happiness is inner peace. And the real source of inner peace, or what causes inner peace, is to live from peaceful, positive states of mind, such as love, kindness, compassion, empathy, acceptance. That inner development leads to the peace and happiness everyone longs for. And everyone can begin where they're at today and just improve it day by day. So we're just restoring this healthy balance between all of the things we have to do and all of the person we want to be, essentially. More loving, more kind, more compassionate, more accepting, more resilient, more wise, more peaceful, more happy. Makes sense. You see, the challenge we may feel, and I know I certainly felt this myself when I first started meditation. I had a very busy career in London, and I remember just kind of trying to sit down on my first meditation session and just think, I don't think I can do this. Because when I sat down, as he says, in that quiet and enjoying the stillness of our own mind, it's not what I experienced when I turned in any stillness within my mind. What I was experiencing is just the turbulence of all of the things I was doing that day and all of the projects I was working on. So you turn in, and instead of enjoying the stillness of your own mind, you just experience the turbulence and distraction of your own mind. And it feels really uncomfortable at the beginning. We can improve it over time, definitely. But at the beginning, it doesn't feel that way. So the challenge we have is, I don't think this is for me, though. You know, I hear this all the time. I mean, I love the idea of living with more love, more compassion, more wisdom, but, you know, meditation is not for me. I'm just not one of those meditators. That's not me. It's understandable we feel that way at the beginning, of course, because we turn in, and what we turn into is not stillness, distraction, agitation. But the thing is, if you're really determined to improve your own inner well-being, your mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being and resilience, if you're determined to do that, if you're really determined to want to live with more peace, more joy in everyday life, if you feel really committed to that project, you'll notice gradually your distractions begin to subside. It's really important to understand that. You know, like, life is like that anyway. If you're not committed to anything, it's really easy to be distracted by everything. True or not true? I'm just getting up, I'm getting on with my day. And because I'm not really quite sure what my purpose of my day is, I'm quite easily distracted. And we live, unfortunately, in a society and in a culture that's structured nowadays to keep our mind focused on what matters least. Whatever's running through our social media feed on TikTok or Instagram or whatever it is. To keep our mind focused on that and to keep our attention there continually. And as a result of focusing on what matters least, it's quite difficult to remind yourself and remember, what is it that matters most to me, though? But if we really feel committed, I'm going to really, really improve my inner well-being. I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm going to get on with my career. I'm going to get on with all of the things I want to do, all of my goals and so forth. But I'm also going to give quality time and space to continually improve my peace of mind, continually improve my joy, continually cultivating these qualities within my heart that lead to that through a meditation practice and a meditator's way of life. I'm going to give time and attention to that. As we start to really commit to that, you'll notice that you're less and less distracted by anything else. You don't get up in the morning thinking, I'm going to check my phone. You get up in the morning thinking, I'm going to check my mind before I even look at that phone. I'm going to check in on my mind before I check in on my phone. And what you notice is what matters least loses its power. These distractions lose their power when you're really dialed into what matters most, which really is your own peace of happiness. And if we can, contributing to the peace and happiness of others, which is much more easy to do. It's much more easy to help our family and friends be more at peace, more happy when we're at peace and happy, and we've learned methods to enable us to do that. So yeah, we're distracted at the beginning. But if we really commit to that process of really improving our inner well-being through meditation, through improving the quality and strength of our mindfulness in everyday life, through taking these teachings of Buddha, the Dharma, to heart that everyone can do, if we really are committed to that, you'll notice that your distractions are reducing more and more because you're feeling the benefit of giving real quality time and attention to your inner well-being.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.